Chapter 13. It actually took a lot longer than I'd have liked to sit there and regenerate enough aura to summon a bunch more soldier ants, especially since each one took almost half my aura to bring forth from the abyss or wherever they came from. But it was what it was. Admittedly, there were several times where I wanted to go with less than 18 ants, but I knew that impatience might be my downfall. In the end, though, I did decide to keep 3 instead of putting him back into spectral holding. There were 3 reasons for this. 1, I learned it cost aura to put summons away. 2, the little guy had survived the attack, so I felt I owed it to him to let him stay. And 3, the sentries still were better for harvesting. And I didn't want to wait around forever after every battle while the soldiers ham-fisted their way through it. Once I'd filled out my army to my 3 sentries and 15 soldiers, I pressed forward and eliminated the other 2 lines with a lot less work than I'd expected, even though both of those groups were slightly bigger, each containing 3 giant soldier ants and 6 sentries. My army tore right through them. After all, it was basically 3-on-1 or worse. The process had netted me another level, and both Kurt and Todd were now level 3, 1 and 2 were level 6, and 3 was level 5. All the other soldiers, excluding the 2 I'd summoned when I had leveled up on the last group, were level 2. Better still, the soldier mandibles I'd been using like daggers seemed a lot stronger than the sentry ones I'd been using previously, because not only did they not break on contact with the soldier's hard shell, they cut through it with relative ease. It made sense, since the soldiers did seem to be able to rip through other ants like they were made of tissue paper. So, needless to say, as I approached the center of the overlay with 20 ants, 3 sentries and 17 soldiers, I was feeling pretty confident. Unfortunately, what I saw made my heart sink. "I'm not sure why I didn't expect this," I mumbled, as I found myself staring at what looked like a giant hole in the ground. Actually, hole wasn't the right word. Cavern might have been better. It was immensely huge. And even though there were a good 2 dozen ants standing guard around it, I knew that most of the ants had to be inside, just like a real ant colony back on Earth. "Guess that means this dungeon is going to be a touch longer than I expected," I muttered, because judging by my overlay, there were probably 20 or 30 more ants within the colony, one of whom had to be the boss. Honestly, I was worried that the moment I attacked, more ants would come spilling out. That wouldn't be that bad, really. If more came out, I'd just kill what I could with my summons and then retreat until the enemy ants lost interest. Then I would resummon my ants and try again. Assuming I didn't go down, I could handle a battle of attrition. Either way, I was ready to get myself some more experience. I let a smile slip across my face as I turned my attention back to the task at hand, gaining entrance to the colony itself. This time, as I focused on each of the enemy ants, I realized there was an ant type I hadn't encountered before, a giant sentinel ant. He was in addition to the 10 soldiers and 13 sentries, and I had no idea what he could do. While not as bulky as the soldiers, its face and body were covered in spiky protrusions that reminded me of a triceratops with a stegosaurus body. Worse, I could tell that even from here, it had an immense amount of aura flowing through it, and if I'd had to hazard a guess, I'd have said it was at least triple what the soldiers had. "Okay," I mumbled as I took a deep breath. My level 2 soldiers could probably take an enemy soldier on their own, and even if they couldn't, they could hold their own long enough for my plan to work, because the sentries wouldn't really be able to do much damage to my summons during that time. Deciding to ignore the sentries for now, I took 10 of my level 2 soldiers and assigned them each a giant soldier ant target. Then, once their target was dead, their orders were to assist the closest ally in dispatching its soldier. I told everyone else to attack the sentinel. Todd and Kurt would lead the charge with 5 other soldiers and 1, 2, and 3 behind them. Even though I'd leveled my projectile skill up considerably, I was pretty sure that my attacks would have no effect given the amount of armored plating on the sentinel. After all, I was just using normal, albeit aura-infused, rocks. That left me another option, though. I could hang back anyway and take out the sentries before moving on to the soldiers, thereby freeing up more of my ants to deal with the sentinel. That would also give me the ability to run away a lot easier if things got out of hand. Satisfied, I turned to my army and gave them a grin. "Do you want to live forever?" I asked. And when they did their usual twitch of the antennae response, I continued, "That's what I thought." I pointed toward the assembled horde guarding the entrance to the colony. "Attack!" My ants charged our enemies, and for the first few moments, everything seemed to be okay. While Todd's and Kurt's crew attacked the sentinel and drew his attention, the other 10 soldiers tore into the enemy's ranks. That's when everything went sideways. The sentinel let out a howl and slammed its tree trunk-like legs into the earth, and in that instant, I felt my vision get pulled to it. Then, as I stared stupefied at the creature, all the ants I had assigned to deal with the enemy soldiers turned and leapt toward the sentinel, which had the unfortunate side effect of leaving their backs exposed to the enemy. It seemed bad, but judging from the way my ants were beating on the sentinel, I knew there was no way it could withstand the full brunt of my forces for long. I'd probably lose a bunch of soldiers, but they'd eventually drop him, and then it wouldn't be too hard to burn down the remaining enemies. I raised my sling, ready to do what I could to thin out the sentries harrying my forces, when there was a shimmer to the left of the group. Then a white glow surrounded the sentinel, and my heart sank as I watched the wounds gouged in its tough outer shell heal back to pristine condition. My eyes widened in shock. There was a healer hidden somewhere, and if I wanted to win, I had to find and kill it. "Oh, fuck," I mumbled as my aura began to drain at a furious rate. Scrambling forward, I not only focused my auric sense ability on the surroundings, but I poured additional aura into it to activate the overdrive effect. At once, the scene became a too bright swirl of colors as I saw the aura in the fucking air. And in that swirling mass of light, sound, and energy, I saw the vaguest outline of an ant standing just a few meters to the left of the fight. It wasn't enough for me to tell what it looked like, much less identify it by name, but I didn't care. Either this was the healer, or it was some kind of stealth unit, and neither one of those would be good for my team. Worse, I could see aura building around it. Was it about to cast another spell? A quick glance at the sentinel confirmed my suspicion. The creature was definitely hurt, and no doubt this hidden ant meant to heal its tank. I couldn't let that happen. I took off toward it while I swung the rock in my sling a couple of times for good measure as I let aura fill the attack. Then I hurled the aura-powered stone at the barely visible creature. There was a loud crack as the rock crashed into my target. As it stumbled sideways, clearly thrown off by my attack, not only did the aura it had been gathering dissipate, but the creature became clear as day with my auric sense. It was a giant, Minder Ant. I took a split second to shut down overdrive, and found I could more or less see the creature. It still had some kind of active camouflage, like the Predator had used in those movies that masked most of it from view. But now there was a giant wound that spilled bright green blood down its side. And that was enough for me. I was nearly to the creature now, and as it turned toward me, I manifested my mandibles from storage and dove at it. My twin weapon sank into its flank with significantly less resistance than I'd experienced even from the sentries I'd faced. Unfortunately, the creature let out a furious scream as I tore my mandibles out sideways, spilling ichor across the dirt. And as it did, my spider sense began to tingle. Then I heard the rush of steps as a contingent of ants containing one soldier and two sentries broke off toward me. Worse, because of the sentinel's power, my other ants couldn't help me. That was fine, though. It wouldn't take much to finish off the minder, and then I could deal with the new threat. I've got to take this thing down before they get here, or it'll just heal. Only as I turned back to the healer, who was once more beginning to gather aura, no doubt to heal itself, I felt the sentinel's power wash over me again. Everything in me told me to turn and attack it, that it was the most valuable target on the field, and even though I knew that wasn't true, knew it was just a creature using a spell to keep me from killing its healer, it still cost me several valuable moments. No! I cried out and gritted my teeth as I pumped aura into resisting the taunt. In my head, I saw myself getting pulled toward the creature by metaphysical ropes, so I did the only thing I could. I summoned up scissors in my mind and focused on cutting the strands one by one. Though each strand of force pulling me toward the sentinel took a considerable amount of aura to slice away, the spell finally broke just as the aura building in the minder reached a raging crescendo. So, I did what any self-respecting adventurer would do. I stabbed it in the face. As I poured what little aura I had remaining into the attack, my mandibles sank into its head with a sharp crack of splitting chitin. Then I was flying backward as a backlash of energy from the ant's interrupted spell exploded out of it. I hit the ground hard on my back, with little flying ants spinning around my head like I was in a cartoon. While I lay there, dazed, with the soldier and its cadre of sentries nearly upon me, a message flashed across my vision.
You have killed creature. Giant Minder Ant.
Laughter burbled from my mouth as I scrambled to my feet and turned to face my attackers.
Got your healer!
I snarled as the sentries fanned out around me to encircle me while the soldier rushed me as if to say, "Yeah, but now we'll get you." There was just one problem with that. I'd faced my share of soldiers by now, and their charge attack was pretty predictable. I sidestepped the rush with practiced ease and drove my weapon into the joint between its head and thorax, and thanks to the added cutting ability of the mandible in my hand, it sliced through the relative weak spot in the creature's armor like fucking butter. Better still, the creature's own momentum carried it forward while I braced my body, causing it to rend itself open on my blade. As it ripped past me in a spray of green ichor, its momentum finally pulled my weapon from my hand. I flipped the mandible I had in my other hand, caught it by the tip, and let it fly toward the sentry on my immediate left. The mandible caught it in the center of the head, and while not enough to kill it outright, it certainly made it stop its charge. I charged the stunned sentry as I manifested another pair of soldier mandibles from inventory. A quick slash put its head in the dirt, And that gave me enough time and distance to whirl around in time to meet the charge from the remaining sentries. I rolled out of the way of the left one's leap, and as I came up onto my knee in front of the right one, I leaned back sharply. As the creature's mandibles snapped shut mere millimeters from my throat, I drove the twin weapons in my hand into the underside of its neck and scissored them outward. Gore sprayed over me as I felt the last one slam into me, and as its pincers bit down on me, I was super glad for all the points I had put into fortitude. It hurt like a son of a bitch, and that was fine, because I wasn't dead, and that meant I could fight back. I gritted my teeth to shut out the pain and drove a mandible into its right eye, ending its life instantly. As its body dropped lifelessly to the floor, I used auric extraction on it to refill my aura. Then, as my aura began to drain away at a ridiculous speed from the raging battle around me, I sprinted over to the minder and used the skill again. Pattern. Giant minder ant has been learned. Would you like to create a giant minder ant? Only I couldn't do it, because even though I just used auric extraction twice, I didn't have the aura for it. Part of it was because my aura was draining away at a furious rate, but most of it was because it would take nearly 90% of my maximum aura to bring it to life. Damn, I muttered, as I used my auric extraction skill on the remaining downed enemies before I sprinted toward my army. The sentinel definitely looked like it was in trouble, but thanks to the relentless pounding of the enemy ants on my guys, most of them were gone. In fact, aside from Todd, Kurt, and 1, 2, and 3, I was down to just 5 additional soldiers. My forces had been reduced by half in the time I'd spent dealing with the Minder and its minions. Not good, I mumbled as I readied my sling and let an unpowered rock fly. Part of me wanted to charge it, but that would use valuable energy that would otherwise go to healing, and I only had the barest sliver left. My rock struck a sentry in the side, and as it turned toward me, I hit it with a second rock.
You have killed creature, giant sentry ant.
The moment the message appeared before my eyes, I used auric extraction, but the monster's aura had barely flowed into me before going back out to heal my ants. That was fine, though, because no one was fucking with me next, and I used that advantage to take down the rest of the sentries in a rapid succession of sling rock, extract aura, and repeat so that by the time I reached the main body of fighting, all the sentries were dead. I once again called my soldier mandibles from my inventory, only this time I used them in the back of the closest soldier. Didn't take long to take it down, considering that it wasn't even paying attention to me. I managed to kill 2 more of them before any of them broke off to fight with me, which had the added advantage of further reducing the damage on my guys. So, I made an executive decision and summoned forth 2 of my soldier ants from the auric abyss from whence they were from, and as they appeared, I smiled with grim satisfaction because these weren't under the effects of the sentinel's taunt. They hit the 2 attackers in front of me with a fury, ripping into them like the fuckers owed them money. I assisted because I wanted their aura for myself. A moment later, the 2 ants were down, and while the aura from one went to healing my guys, the aura from the other went to bringing back another of my little army. My team of 3 then tore into the backs of the other soldiers, and I repeated the process of burning one down and then, if I could afford it, using its aura to summon a new ant. Needless to say, I was so focused on what I was doing that when I saw a new message flash before my eyes, I barely realized I was standing in a dirt field strewn with the bodies of the fallen.
Your summoned creatures have killed creature. Giant sentinel ant.